From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama set to meet Monday with his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro. After arriving in Havana Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years, he restored diplomatic relations with the communist-run island nation after a 55-year break last year. The president was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister Sunday. Aside from a walking tour of old Havana, Mr. Obama met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
Mr. Obama will meet with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver a nationally broadcast address to the Cuban people. As he arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 people were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up internet access. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislas Intaganzwa was arrested in eastern Congo last year and transferred to UN custody early Sunday before being sent to Kigali. He's expected to be tried on 9 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, and violations of the Geneva Conventions. This is VOA News.